Hi, I'm Matt Starr, you're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday the 25th of August. To 8pm last night, New South Wales recorded a record high 919 new cases of community transmission, up to 813 of which may have been infectious while out in the community. The state also recorded two deaths, a woman in her 30s and a man in his 80s. The man from North Sydney acquired COVID in an aged care facility to which another two previous deaths have been linked, and the death of the woman in her 30s has been referred to the coroner for investigation. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 49 new cases overnight, 39 in Dubbo, 7 in Bourke, 5 in Orange, and 1 each in Narromine and Walgett. This brings the total number of cases in the region to 369, with 294 of those being located in Dubbo. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders has said to residents of towns where there's yet to be pop-up vaccination clinics, don't worry, they're coming. While exact dates and locations are not yet finalised, residents of towns such as Ningen and Mudgee can rest assured knowing that they will be announced shortly. Saunders also highlighted the district's decrease in testing numbers between Monday and Tuesday, dropping from over 8,000 to just over 6,000. And has stressed the importance of getting tested even if you're experiencing the mildest of symptoms. The resources are available and it will help contact tracers draw a clearer picture of the COVID situation as case numbers continue to rise. CEO of the Western New South Wales Local Health District, Scott McLaughlin, has commended the Orange Aboriginal Medical Service for providing an in-home testing solution for its residents who were unable to make it out of their home and to a testing clinic. McLaughlin has also stressed the importance of continuing to try to book in for a vaccination, even if your first attempts are unsuccessful. For vaccinations, there are many walk-in clinics running across the district at the moment, with no bookings required. Vaccinations are available to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander residents aged 12 and over. In Coonamble, there's a Pfizer pop-up clinic at the Coonamble Show Pavilion from today, Wednesday, August 25th, until Saturday, August 28th. Which runs 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. In Bourke, there's a clinic at the Full Gospel Fellowship Church on Short Street, which is running today until tomorrow, Thursday, August 26th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Brewarrina, there'll be a three-day clinic running at the Senior Citizen Centre on Sandon Street, starting Friday, August 27th, from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., then on Saturday, August 28th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, August 29th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Forbes, a three-day clinic at the Council Town Hall starting on Saturday, August 28th, Sunday, August 29th, and finishing on Monday, August 30th. In Narromine, at the Narromine Sports and Fitness Centre on Maringo Street, today and tomorrow, Thursday, August 24th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Parks, at North Parks Oval on Alexandra Street, the final date is tomorrow, Thursday, August 26th, running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Peak Hill, on Friday, August 27th, between 11 and 4 p.m, there'll be a clinic at the Carrington Hotel on Caswell Street. And in Trangie, at Memorial Hall on Dandaloo Street, there'll be a clinic on Friday, August 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, and on Saturday, August 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A reminder that all of those clinics are walk-ins, no bookings required, and will offer repeat clinics in 3 weeks for your second dose. Remember to bring either your Medicare card, your individual health identification number, or a form of legal ID. The state's Far West Local Health District recorded 7 new cases overnight, 6 in Wilcannia and 1 in Broken Hill. Vaccinations are available in those locations at Wilcannia Town Hall until this Friday, August 27th, daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, and vaccinations in Broken Hill have been relocated to the Broken Hill Civic Centre as of today, and it's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Bookings there are essential, and both AstraZeneca and Pfizer are available. That's all for the New South Wales updates, and on to Victoria, where there have been 49 new cases recorded overnight, 36 of which are linked to known outbreaks, bringing the total number of active cases to 538. 25,000 bookings were made for vaccinations before 9 a.m. today, which is a very encouraging outcome in response to the eligibility changes made for young people yesterday, with 16 and 17-year-olds now eligible for Pfizer. Victorians are being thanked for their patience through any issues as the booking system is facing such a high volume of traffic. That's all for today's updates. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, go to our NITV radio website.